the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner are convinced in their own minds that the diamonds left in their possession for safekeeping are the stolen property of a Mrs. J. Simpson Barrington of Kansas City, Missouri. Lum wrote her day before yesterday advising her that they now have the diamonds, and after learning that she's a wealthy widow, enclosed a picture of himself in the letter, hoping to ignite a spark of romance. As we're looking on the old fellows today, we find them down at their combination jot-and-down store in Pine Ridge United Bank. Lum can hardly wait for an answer to his letter. Listen.
Look out the window there, Evan, and see if the mail carrier's car isn't trying to dig up some store yet.
I just looked a minute ago, and he weren't in yet.
Well, it ain't going to hurt you to look.
All right, I'll look.
I'll do it, but I just... nothing.
Laziest one humming I ever seen in my life.
Well, I looked 100 times. No, he ain't there. Nate Hogan's horse is tied out there in front. That's the only humming around now.
And he's late today.
Well, what are you so anxious for the mail carrier to get here for?
I'd just like to see the U.S. government mail delivered on time, so.
Oh, I know now.
You know what?
Why you're so anxious for the mail to get here?
If you think I'm expecting an answer from the letter I wrote Miss Barrington in Kansas City, you're crazy.
Well, you ain't had time to hear from us yet, Long.
I have done it. She got my letter yesterday, and if she'd have written right back, I'd have an answer in here today.
Yeah, but if them ain't her diamonds we got in the safe, why, she might not answer at all.
Well, I sent her a picture of myself. She ain't going to just dig and over that, is she?
Did you ever write your name on that picture?
No. What?
Well, I just wondered if she'd know who it was.
Well, natural she'll know it's me. I wouldn't be sending her a picture of somebody else in my letter, would I?
No, I just happened to think, though, maybe you ought to have wrote your name on it someplace or told her in the letter who it was or something.
Well, I started to autograph it. That's what they call it when you write your name on them that way.
Huh?
But I never knowed what to say, hardly.
Well, you know your name, don't you?
Well, you can't just write your name on a picture. You got to say something nice on it. Like, to my loved one, or happy Valentine, or happy birthday, something like that.
Was yesterday her birthday?
Not that I know of.
Oh. If you were to put tomorrow Valentine on there, she might think it's one of them comic Valentines.
See if the mailman's there yet.
Oh, for goodness sake, that's all I do. No. Nate Hogan's horse is even gone now.
I granted that would be a coincidence if she was to fall in love with that picture and want to marry me, wouldn't it?
Well, Lum, you never have even saw her. Maybe you wouldn't want to marry her.
And her with all them oil wells?
You mean that you'd just marry her for her money?
No, but with all that money, she could pick herself up to where she's bound to look good. Go to a beauty saloon every day and get manicures and her hair frizz. Use a lot of artificial flavoring and coloring on herself. She'll be pretty. I ain't worried about that.
Yeah, but maybe you couldn't get along with her.
Anybody that rich I can get along with, I'll tell you that. I don't believe she could make me mad.
Well, it's your business. I know in reason, though, you wouldn't like it up there with all them society folks. You wouldn't know how to act around them long.
That's what I'm learning right now. What I've been reading this book for. Book on etiquette and manners.
Is that what you've been reading all morning? I thought it was some love story.
No, sir. I'm going to be ready just in case she looks at that picture and writes me to come up there. Thanks, sir, Dan. I'm just reading here. Here. Stop meeting folks. You don't shake hands with women.
What do you do with them?
Nothing. Just bow and say, how do you do?
Well, I do know. Well, what do you say, shake hands first?
You don't say it.
Well, I do, too. If I was over at a picnic and was to want to introduce Elizabeth to somebody, to... Let's see, he could have introduced her to. She knows everybody in town.
It don't make no difference. Jim Blair.
Oh, she knows Jim.
That's all right.
Well, he'll think I'm crazy as long as he knows her if I was to try to introduce him. I'll introduce her to Albert Dixon. She ain't met him yet, I don't think.
All right, Albert Dixon. Now, how would you go about introducing her? I'll show you. You don't have to use that shake hand.
Well, I'd just say, Albert, shake hands with my woman. Well, he'd grab her hand, pump it up and down a time or two. They both stand there and look at their feet for a while. Finally, he'd say, proud to know you, Miss Peabody, or something like that. And Elizabeth, she'd get embarrassed and stand there and twist and squirm. And finally, I'd tell her to go on to the wagon. I'd be there in a few minutes or something for life like that.
No, no, they've got new rules on that now. Proper thing to do is to say, Mr. Dixon, may I present Miss Peabody to you?
Present her to him? Not with Elizabeth. You'd have to run her down and catch her. She'd think I'd give her away.
Well, that's the way you're supposed to do it anyway. They got a lot of new rules now.
Oh.
You got to get up out of your chair when a woman comes in the room.
Well, I do know. Get up, give them an even chance, and then race them for it, huh?
You got to take off your hat when you go in the house.
Well, I do that. Take off my hat. I wear it here in the store, but when I go home, I don't. I go home for dinner at noon, hang my hat right on the back of my chair all while I'm eating.
Here's the interesting thing here. If you walk up to a woman you've met before and you don't think she recollects you, you take off your hat and say, aren't you Merle Granish? Merle says yes and waits for an explanation.
Wait for what?
For you to explain. And you say, I think my sister, Millicent Blackwell, is a friend of yours. Merle at once offers her hand and smilingly says, are you George or Elliot? And you say, I'm Elliot.
What in the world are you talking about, Long?
Whereupon Merle says, hello, Elliot.
I don't never let her know no different, huh?
Well, that's just an example.
Well, if she starts calling me Elliot, then why ought I to answer and just let on like that's my name?
Abner, this is just... Wait a minute. There's Cedric coming. Howdy, Cedric.
Yeah, come in, Cedric.
Well, howdy, howdy.
What can we do for you?
Oh, not nothing, I don't reckon. Just sort of loping around.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Cedric, or Mr. Weehan, may I present my friend and business associate, Mr. Peabody?
Oh, well, I don't know Mr. Abner here.
Elliot's my name now. Do you know my sister, Millicent?
No, Mom, I never even know you had no sister.
Oh, yeah, she's a friend of Merle's. Ain't she, Long?
Don't be winking at me, Abner.
Oh, that's a fooling
him.
Well, ain't that... there goes the mail carrier.
Well, good. Run over there and see if he's got a letter for me, Abner.
Well, go get it yourself.
I've got to stay here in the bank. Somebody come in here and want to cash a check. Hurry up. Won't take you but a minute to run across there.
All right. I'll be right back, Cedric. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Mom. Has Mr. Abner got a sister here in town showing up, Mr. Malone?
No. He was just talking, Cedric. I've been reading to him out of this book of manners, and he's all mixed up.
Book of what?
Manners. Learned you how to act.
Oh, you going to be in a play?
No, not play acting. So you know how to behave yourself in society. Like in Kansas City. Don't say nothing about it, Cedric, but I might be moving in a few days.
Moving?
Yeah, I might have to go to Kansas City to live. Did you ever hear of the Barrington Oil Company?
No, Mama. Don't much believe I ever did.
Well, anyway, don't say nothing about it, but I might be president of it before long. Change it to the L. Edwards Oil Company.
Well, is it yours now?
No, not yet, but... See, I'm liable to marry into the family any day now. Waiting on a letter.
You're going to get married, Mr. Lum? I never even knowed you sparking anybody.
Well, it ain't generally known, Cedric. Fact is, I never have saw her, but I got her pictured in my mind. She's beautiful, Cedric. Big blue eyes, long golden curls hanging down her back, rosy jawed.
She sure sounds pretty.
Oh, yeah. When a body waits as long as I have to get married, the minute your dream girl comes along, you know it, Cedric. Love at first sight, you might call it. I heard about her, and she seen my picture in a letter. That's how our romance started.
Oh, matrimonial bureau, huh?
No. She's a widow woman. Her man passed on and left her with all that money.
Oh, that's too bad, ain't it?
Too bad?
Yes, Mom, him dying.
Oh, yeah. Don't you mean about the money? Yeah, it's a shame. Nice young woman like her left alone in the woods. Wait.
Why, Dogie, you got it, Mom. Here it is, right here.
Huh?
A postcard for you from Kansas City. She's coming down here alone.
Well, what do you know about that? That picture of me done the work, isn't it?
She's coming Saturday. She says that she's just going to be here 2 days, though. Says something about an engagement. I couldn't make it out.
Well, here, don't be reading my mail.
Oh, well, that's as far as I got.
Find it here. Granny. Coming to Pine Ridge Saturday for a 2-day engagement. Direct from Kansas City. Rough Rider and his mammoth rodeo. Bucking bronco riding and safe roping.